I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. An Air Force Academy graduate is not receiving lieutenant's bars due to what the school is calling a gap in rules for transgender military recruits. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports the Pentagon began allowing service by transgender people last year, but it did not apply to recruits. The paper reports that policies for recruits have been under review, with new guidelines expected in mid-July. The name of the cadet has not been released. In a first-of-its-kind study, researchers with the University of Colorado Boulder say members of domestic extremist groups and gangs are less alike than previously thought. David Pyrus is the study's lead author. He says the hope had been that commonalities might help law enforcement deal with domestic extremists in the same way they've learned to do with street gangs.
We've been studying gangs in the United States for about 100 years. And with that 100 years have come a number of policies, a number of programs, and a number of solid evaluations to determine what works, what's promising, and what doesn't work.
The study found domestic extremists tend to be much older, better educated, more affluent, more religious, and are more likely to be white than street gang members. Future studies, including interviews with gang members and domestic extremists, will focus on how each came to enter these different groups and what made them leave. And all lanes of I-25 are reopened this morning after a tanker truck fire yesterday closed the highway near the Denver Tech Center. This is 91.5 KRCC News.